This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. That's the phone number if you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about, or you could change the subject. Talk about whatever's on your mind if you like. It's Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
Bonnie, you mentioned during the break that you wanted to talk about something. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold that thought for just a minute. I was taking a look at some of our chatters. I try and do this every now and again. I don't remember to do this every night. Somebody says, nice shirt, Captain. Thank you. This is one of my favorite rock bands ever. They're called Clutch. Check them out. They've got a whole bunch of albums, and they're really, really good. Let's see, what else do I have to say?
You only had the nice shirt, Captain, one prepared.
Yep, that's it. That's all I got. Nice shirt, Captain. No, somebody asked, did nobody get out? No, he did not. Bail was denied, and he remains behind bars. Does Mary wanna? I don't know if she does or not. I guess it would depend on whether or not she's attracted to you. Warning, do not try and fight police if you're black. It leads to death, says another chatter.
Don't try to fight police at all, no matter what you look like. It leads to death.
Definitely would have to say I wouldn't fight police even if you're white, because they shoot first and ask questions later.
And the last statement is, the radio talk show host is a far greater threat to expose what kind of threat the government really is. That is what they are afraid of.
That's why the studio's been raided like three times by FBI alone. And then
twice, right?
Twice by the FBI, but there was a third investigation involving the FBI and when Rich was arrested for
All right.
This is the third FBI investigation.
All right, so enough of the chatter. I just wanted to get that out. Bonnie, go ahead.
I want to say that Bitcoin Gandhi, a.k.a. Dave Ridley, has been talking about having maybe not a zero tolerance, but three strikes, you're out policy among libertarians or the libertarian community concerning violent speech.
Yeah.
And today it has been more apparent than ever that that is a pretty important thing that people should implement, if not into their friends, because maybe you don't want to police other people. That's usually my objection to it when he talks about it. At least to yourself. Don't let yourself start talking violently, because then you'll end up in a situation possibly where the government puts you in an altered state of mind and then uses your violent words against you.
Yeah, there is a whole topic. You can find more about it on the internet, of course. I believe there's books written about it. It's called nonviolent communication.
Yeah.
It's a cult, right?
It's leading by example, I think, is the best way to, get people not to who may get angry and frustrated and say things that are violent that they don't really intend or mean. And I think I think it's better.
Oh, yeah. I remember parental units yelling at myself and, other little ones, if you kids don't calm down, I'm going to kill you all. Right.
That
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I never took any of that seriously.
Right. Nobody would. But, then again, today there's a lot of crazy people out there who would, I guess. But
there were just as many crazy people back then. It's just now we have social media and everybody's got a magic rectangle in their pocket to videotape and take photos of it when the craziness happens.
Yeah, I think the best way to deal with people who speak violently or they speak, in racist, they're acting, bigoted and stuff like that, is just to respond with your own speech, right? It's better for people to say, hey, that's not cool. Around people who are maybe upset or angry or, actually bigoted or whatever, than it is to, kick them out. Because if you kick them out, they just go and find their own little groups that are more like-minded
people. That's one strategy. I choose not to interact or do business with people, depending on the person. Now, sometimes I'll interact with people, but I won't do any business with them.
Sure.
Yes. When I was planning on going to the Fork Fest, I'm not anymore. I was not planning on going to one food truck because there's a guy that's racist there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I definitely see that. I don't think that's necessarily... I think the situation's not often... That's not often a situation that you can do that because not everybody has a business. But certainly I could see that. But I think talking to these people is still the best approach in the end because, you know, people, you know, they often, you know, they're angry and they're upset, but they don't necessarily mean what they're saying anyway. And getting them to understand that their words hurt other people is better than, you know, locking them in a cage or ostracizing them or, you know, pushing them out of your community.
I mean, I think, you know, if you happen upon somebody and you say your piece about it, right? Hey, look, what you're saying is racist, or what you're saying, I think, is really, you know, you're calling for violence against other people. You know, you're if that happens, that would violate the non-aggression. If you've said your piece to the person about what they're saying or what they're doing, and then they continue being that way, I don't think repeating yourself is going to do any good for that person. I don't think you continuing to say the same thing over and over to them about your opinion of their behavior is going to do anything. So once you've said your piece and you've got it off your chest, what do you do then? For me, I stop interacting with that person.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Dave Ridley was asking on the Shire, what's it called, the Shire Forum, and also on the show, what do we think the best system would be to implement? And I think that you're exactly right. Like, first, let them know that you have an issue with them being racist, violent, and
whatever the problem
whatever
may
it
be.
Is.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, don't interact with them and lead by example. And also, it's more than just policing your friends. It's also about yourself. If you don't let yourself become a hater and let hate into your heart, then you won't find yourself in a situation where you might be saying violent things, and that it's self-defense against this government. And that a real-world example has been shown to us today, unfortunately. It's very, very sad.
Agreed.
And you don't even have to be saying something incorrect. You could just be saying something the government can use against you.
Yeah, so I also, I'm a huge advocate for freedom of speech. That's why I do this show, right? Because there is no other show like this where I can talk about the things that I talk about in the way that I talk about them, albeit I think I could be much better at it if the FCC didn't have their rules and I could speak like I normally speak, instead of sort of half-censoring myself because the FCC might, you know, have a problem with it. And, you know, I don't want to... I love this show that so much that I don't want to put the show in danger of being taken off the air. In fact, I want it to grow. And that's one of the reasons that I still continue to do this. Now, that being said, the state could take a whole bunch of stuff that I've said out of context. They could chop up audio bits of me, either on the phone with people or through the archives of this show or whatever, and make it seem like I'm this bad person. I'm a horrible problem, and society would be better off without me. They could totally do that by chopping up audio in a certain way. So that's what I didn't like specifically about what happened today with Nobody's Here, is that we heard basically the prosecution's worst highlight clips of audio from one single conversation that Nobody had. You know, there were no... I almost wish the defense would have presented, you know, clips of, you know, Nobody advocating for peace or advocating for nonviolence or advocating that, no, it shouldn't be handled in that way and you're wrong, or the non-aggression, invoking the non-aggression principle, that type of a thing. To, you know, sort of contrast against what the prosecution was doing, because it would have been easy enough for them to go and grab highlights that make him sound like he's a super outstanding person.
I don't. Yep. Here's the thing. I mean, I don't think it would have made any difference, to be quite frank. How it was handled may not have been perfect, but at the same time, even if it had been handled in the most perfect way possible, these guys, these, you know, the judge and the prosecutor, they're kind of all on, they're coming from it from one perspective. They don't see it from any other perspective.
Agreed.
And they're gonna decide what they're gonna decide. And honestly, I thought it looked like, you know, I think somebody else made a good point where it looked like it was pre-written anyway before the trial even started.
It absolutely did.
You know, the judge's closing statement. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was reading.
His decision.
Yeah.
Was made before the hearing.
And he was definitely reading it as if it were a script. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want, whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
And I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Now, speaking of bitcoin.com, I just happen to have a story from them.
Yeah, I was just thinking, another great place to learn about Bitcoin is this show. It's where I learned most stuff, and we're about to get into it.
We are. So, this headline says, while Bitcoin energy concerns grow, nobody discusses the car. Not nobody, our former host, but nobody discusses the carbon and military violence backing U.S. dollars. And just, I don't even really need to read much of the article to know that the United States dollar has a huge carbon footprint because it is propped up by the full faith and force of the United States military. That's the only place the United States dollar gets its value from.
It's the petrodollar.
It's the petrodollar. It's currently the world's reserve currency. And the reason why nobody will step down from that position is because the United States military is a huge leviathan, and they strike fear into the hearts. It's really difficult for somebody just even a couple of generations ago, let's say World War II generation, or even the Vietnam era, for them to sort of fathom that the United States is now the evil empire. Right. If you look at it in terms of Star Wars, you know, the United States is not the Rebel Alliance. The United States is the Empire. Joe Biden is currently, you know, either Darth Vader or what's the name of the guy that's
Darth Maul,
the guy they answer to.
Darth Maul.
The guy with the hood, not Darth Maul. The guy with the hood.
Emperor.
The Emperor. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So, Joe Biden is the emperor. If you put a hood on him and gave me a pointy finger, he could easily be the emperor from Star Wars. And all of the bases that the United States military builds all around the globe, well, those would be the equivalent of Death Stars.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely the most, like, damage from, like, the environment and the costs and everything else, like, and the monetary value, you know, that is wasted, you know, to basically create the U.S. dollar is far, far more than anything that's even perceivable when it comes to cryptocurrency.
Even just the meat industry. The meat industry is a huge consumer of energy and waster of energy.
It's nothing compared to the military, though.
I know, but crypto is nothing compared to that.
Right, yeah.
Well, you know, Elon Musk has ignited a debate because he said, oh, we're not going to accept Bitcoin anymore because, well, I'm concerned about the energy consumption of Bitcoin. And until, you know, it becomes more green or we find another green coin, yada, 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 this, that, and the other. But what they haven't talked about really is, well, how much, you know, energy is expended banking, Federal Reserve, you know, style. Central banks.
You don't have to drive to a bank to access your crypto.
This is from the article now. It is well known that the U.S. dollar is tied to violence and manipulation that is bolstered by the military-industrial complex. In fact, most people believe the American military occupation abroad, and more specifically in the Middle East, has been kept there to maintain the U.S. hegemony and petrodollar. after Franklin D. Roosevelt quite literally flipped the American economy upside down. Global financiers invoked the Bretton Woods Pact, which was the first step in establishing the petrodollar. These days, a great number of economists and analysts have said on multiple occasions that the petrodollar and the U.S. hegemony is over. People should ask if Musk and Dorsey have contemplated the proof of work behind the U.S. dollar and the petrodollar's effects on the global economy. It's well documented that the American dollar's consensus algorithm is backed by violent measures and sanctions, whereas Bitcoin is not. The U.S. dollar has made it so America has been a bully of other nations and feels the need to step in as the world police. But environmentalists have added zero concerns about the U.S. dollar, and they gladly accept it to fund their goals. The founder of Watchdog Capital, Bruce Fenton, tweeted about this hypocrisy on Friday. Fenton said, "An M1 Abrams tank uses jet fuel that costs $5 a gallon. It burns a gallon a minute when driving, a gallon every 5 minutes when idle. In Afghanistan, they leave the tanks on all night. The war has been going for 2 decades. Don't at me about Bitcoin energy usage."
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, and there's been other studies, too. I don't know if they're cited in this article or not, that says the United States military is the largest polluter on planet Earth. As far as, like, carbon emissions, trash generation, all that kind of stuff. Everything you think that would matter to somebody concerned about pollution in the environment, the most of it is generated by the United States military.
It's funny, you know, people talk about the roads, you know, about how we need government.
And the roads!
It's like, the roads are such a they're insignificant when it comes to, like the percentage of the taxes that go to, like, roads. It's nothing. It's the military where most of your money goes. It's not this, you know, critical infrastructure or healthcare or any of these other things. It's military.
So U.S. military spending is greater than the total military spending of the next 7 countries combined. China, Saudi Arabia, India, France, Russia, the U.K., and Germany. You put all of those countries' military spending together and call that a dollar figure, the U.S. spends more than all 7 of those countries combined just on military stuff.
Wow.
In fact, the price we pay for militarism is colossal, but the U.S. government sweeps it all under the rug. This kind of information is readily available, Street Smart Economics author Martin Hart Landsberg details. The military's contribution to global warming is not. One reason is that because the U.S. government pressure, the government's negotiating the 1992 Kyoto Protocol, agreed that emissions generated by military activity would not count as national emissions and would not have to be reported.
And this is only going on, this effect on the environment is only going on because of the U.S. dollar. Starve the beast and use Bitcoin. Crypto.
Mic drop. I'm fully against actual mic drops, by the way. Anybody who does a mic drop has never purchased a microphone. That's all I'm saying. 603-283-6160. What do you think? Is the military the largest polluter?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Americans say they're ready to take a vacation again after mostly being stuck at home during the pandemic. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and many say they feel safe getting back on a plane again. AAA is estimating 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from their homes for the Memorial Day weekend. Ahead of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, President Biden is delivering remarks to military families in Hampton, Virginia.
Many of you likely have lost friends in college in Afghanistan and Iraq. I know this is personal to you, especially as you head into Memorial Day weekend. We as a nation will always remember and pay tribute to those we lost.
President Biden also releasing his $6 trillion budget for the year 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News. House Republicans are demanding Speaker Nancy Pelosi allow investigation into the origins of COVID-19. They sent a letter to the California Democrat signed by 209 Republicans. President Biden says Americans are not just saving lives by getting vaccinated, they're getting their lives back.
More than 165 million Americans so far have done their patriotic duty, 165 million, and gotten at least one shot.
Biden, speaking in Alexandria, Virginia, says we've gone from pain and stagnation to an economy moving faster than it has in nearly 40 years. The president continuing to push his goal of having 70% of all adult Americans with at least one shot by July 4th.
To 70% and keep sprinting through the finish line is what we're all about. If we succeed, we can celebrate our independence from the virus together on the 4th of July as we celebrate our independence as a nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Tuning in tonight. Welcome back to the program. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you talk about anything. You know, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. Change the subject if you want. You're welcome to, of course, comment on anything we're talking about, and you can do so at 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking about this bit from, well, Bitcoin.com. You know, Elon Musk has made some commentary about Bitcoin and the amount of energy it uses and that it's not very green. Well, he certainly hasn't looked into how green the United States dollar is, because if he did, he would find that it is far less green than any crypto, than probably all cryptocurrencies
you know,
put together.
I have to say, Elon Musk, if you want to get rid of your crypto, I am more than happy
call
to
him Elon Musk.
Yeah, you did.
That's great. I'm going to call him that from now on.
Elon.
Elon Musk.
Elon DeMusk.
Yeah, what was your point?
He can send it to me. I'll take his crypto.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if
no, he didn't say he wants to get rid of it. He just said
it's so environmentally unfriendly that he won't use it. Send it to me. I'll use it.
You can send it to me. I have a vanity crypto address that's CaptainKickass at Edge.
Or I got an even better idea. Go to thecrypto6.com, and you can make a donation to the Crypto 6.
That is a much better
idea.
Yeah, just get rid of it. It's so bad.
So this article's been talking about the Kyoto Protocol, where they agreed that emissions, a bunch of countries got together and agreed that emissions generated by military activity would not count as national emissions and would not have to be reported. And as a consequence, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which produces one of the world's most trusted reports on the rate at which climate change is occurring, does not include national military emissions in its calculations.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's right. Bite it, Ellen. Ellen Musk. It reminds me of the meme that I got a hold of and, of course, posted in many places.
But where did you get it?
From the internet, of course. It's a picture of Elon Musk, but it's like those old photos you used to get at like Kmart, where you'd go to get your portrait
glamour
or your school
shot.
Photo, and it was like it was one picture, but it was like a face, front face shot, but then also a side face shot, like a little lower and to the left.
Profile,
yeah. But then he was wearing like a Karen wig, like a Karen, the proverbial Karen, right? The complainer Karen.
A John and Kate plus eight.
Yes, they were depicting Elon Musk as a Karen, and so now I figured we'll just call him Ellen.
You got that meme from me, Captain. That's what I'm saying.
Where did you get it from?
The internet. Twitter.
So I was just going straight to the source.
I was joking.
So
don't care.
You're not joking. You're Bonnie. I have a friend who's named Joe, and his last name is King.
Oh, my gosh.
I get him on that joke, so he hates it. He hates me for that, yeah. He's like, no, I'm only joking. I'm like, yeah, we know your name, but, like, you shouldn't make those kind of jokes, man.
I'm only Bonnie.
Yeah.
It's funny.
At any rate, the U.S. military not only leverages carbon every second of the day, but it also burns enormous amounts of chemicals and trash. When the burn pit story broke in October 2008, explains Kelly Kennedy, the military burned 250 tons of trash a day in an open pit at Joint Base Balad in Iraq.
Wait, and there are, like, senators and people talking about, like, how much emissions our car companies are allowed to make, and then they're also, like, sending people to Iraq and burning 250,000 tons of trash.
250 tons per day. 250 tons per day.
Oh, that's so much.
At Joint Base Balad in Iraq, dioxin, the same Agent Orange chemical notorious for sickening service members during Vietnam, drifted through the air in a black plume to poison the air of troops living nearby. But, no word on that from the environmentalists. No word on that from Elon Musk. On June 24th, 2019, the website theconversation.com tried to initiate a conversation about U.S. military spending and its carbon footprint. The three authors, Benjamin Niemark, Oliver Belcher, and Patrick Bigger, show data that indicates the U.S. military is a bigger polluter than as many as 140 countries. And I just have to stop there because there's only like 200 countries on planet Earth, right?
Yeah.
So the U.S. military is a bigger polluter than as many as 140 countries.
And that's not the U.S. government is a bigger polluter, just the military alone.
Yeah, this is only talking about the military right now, right? So you can imagine, if you add the rest of the government into that, how much bigger it might be.
A bunch of hypocrites who think they should be able to tell us what to do and give us fines for not recycling or whatever.
The researcher's study highlights how the U.S. military leverages carbon-based fuels more than any entity in history. So you look at all history, the entire globe, the Earth, if you will, the entire planet, no one has a bigger carbon footprint than the U.S. military in all of history. The U.S. military is one of the largest polluters in history, consuming more liquid fuels and emitting more climate-changing gases than most medium-sized countries, the researcher's study insists. If the U.S. military were a country, its fuel usage alone would make it the 47th largest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world, sitting between Peru and Portugal. There is countless evidence that shows the U.S. military is used to bolster the country's currency and keep it in place as the world reserve currency, something I alluded to earlier in this broadcast. Historical records show that the U.S. government's proof-of-work system for the U.S. dollar was not a fairly distributed peer-to-peer currency system. For 300 years or more now, the global elite has manipulated ledgers and created an immoral social and financial ranking system. Elon Musk and the rest of the so-called environmentalists speaking out against the Bitcoin network should really consider what the U.S. dollar has done and what fiat currency continues to do. Any thoughts, guys?
Elon Musk.
Elon Muskrat. I'm calling him Muskrat from now on. So, yeah, pollution. Can you stop it? Well, maybe. Maybe, yeah. If you stop using the currency that continues to fuel the largest polluter on planet Earth in all of history, perhaps you can. Perhaps you can make some small contribution. If you really are an environmentalist and you really are concerned about pollution and greenhouse effects and emissions and all of that stuff, I personally think you should be a cryptocurrency advocate.
If you're confused about the connection we're making between the dollar and the military, the only reason that the dollar is the world's reserve currency and has so much strength is because if a Middle Eastern country decides, oh, we're going to take some other currency for our oil that we sell here, the U.S. government swoops in, there's a regime change and war in their country, and they use force to force them to only take the U.S. dollar for oil.
That would never happen, Bonnie. When has that ever... Oh, wait, Gaddafi. He was threatening to move back to gold.
Weren't there multiple different
countries
that have been invaded by the United States after?
I was being sarcastic.
It wasn't one; it's like multiple.
Yeah, it continues to happen. And again, the other way that you know that the U.S. military and the United States government is the empire, that they're the bad guys, is because bad guys always have the coolest weapons, right? The most dangerous weapons, the most deadly weapons, and that is currently the United States military. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and tune in to this radio program 7 nights a week. Yeah, you can dial 603-283-6160. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We have a call on hold, and we'll get to that shortly. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th. For ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees and find links to the unofficial Telegram, and of course, there's an unofficial forum. Again, you can find all this at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with the Captain. It's going to be a good time. So let's go ahead and go to the phones. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, folks.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in on a retort. I was talking to Mark a few days ago, and I mentioned to him that I had heard that alcohol consumption had gone up 500% during this up here epidemic.
I haven't had 500 more beers than I normally do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I digress on where this information comes from. You know how the bubbles just float around the inner tube.
They do.
But anyway, so I called in and I was talking to him about that, and we got into this conversation about Bloody Marys and how I had known over the years many Olympic quality drinkers, and this was the breakfast of champions for the Olympiad.
I love Bloody Marys. They're delicious. They are the breakfast drink of choice. There's only one other breakfast drink that I really enjoy, and that is a drink I call the Captain Kickass because, you know, little vanity never hurts. I've named it after myself. All it is spiced rum and orange juice.
Sunny D and
it, rum. It tastes really delicious. It tastes like an orange cream soda.
That sounds quite tolerable for a breakfast.
Yeah.
I also enjoy, with my coffee, a little Irish cream. That's real good.
There's a breakfast beer. It's like a German one. Of course, the name just escaped me. It starts with an H, and it's like 0.1% or something. I don't know, not 0.1%, but it's like very low alcohol content. People drink it for breakfast. And me and one of my ex-boyfriends used to drink that sometimes. But that's dangerous. You'll get fat for no reason.
But anyway, the follow-up on why I called in here was we've obviously ticked off the big giant head, because here in the last couple of days in Michigan, I've heard
that sounds like
on the radio.
It sounds like a festering pus wound or something.
Ew.
Yes. Well, it needs to be squoze too, I think. But the volcanic eruption will smell very nasty, I'm sure. But I digress on all that. Anyway. Here in the last couple of days here in Michigan, they've been running this commercial saying that 1 out of 10 Michiganders have decided to abstain from alcohol during this epidemic. So I think we put a dent in their quarter panel, and it just tickles my elbow.
Well, I seriously believe it. I could see it happening.
What?
They just put that out as counter propaganda for the COVID, the branch COVID.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
We're making a dent. You know, they're listening, and we're ticking them off. I love being a burr under the saddle of these bastards.
Well,
I told you I was going to be a major pain to them, didn't I?
You have the name Major Pain, and thank you for the call today. And you are being a major pain in the side of the state, and that's why we appreciate you. Hopefully we're also a major pain in the side of the state. A thorn, if you will.
I'm not on the side of the state.
In the side, not on the side. It's a figure of speech.
Okay.
That was funny.
Have you never had a thorn in your side?
No, not in my side. That's why that's such a weird term. Like, plenty in my hands, not in my side.
Yeah, well, I didn't make the term up. I just use it frequently. So, that reminds me of, you know, when the raid went down and, you know, the only thing I could think of, the biggest middle finger that we could give to the state was to broadcast. Put on a show.
Oh, for sure.
And this is the team that was mostly responsible for making sure the show stayed on the air as far as hosts were concerned. So
we didn't,
kudos to you guys.
We might have lost some stations, but we continued the show.
We were in a much loopier state, too. It doesn't even feel like
oh
that was
Oh, my God.
There was a time you were doing your best impersonation of nobody.
Yeah. I was up for 48 hours twice that week. Straight, 48 hours straight, and I don't know how I kept my eyes open. And
you didn't. You snored on the air.
I did. It was bad.
There was a bit of a snore.
But I went to bed right after the show.
Mm. Well, I appreciate everything you're doing for us and have done for us before.
And we'll do again. Because as Ian pointed out the other day when we were talking about all sorts of things, he said, Chris is a doer. And that is true. You do things.
You gotta. If you don't do it, well, you deserve what you get. I don't know. Something.
Speaking of things that you can do, marijuana is a thing you can do. Cannabis has many uses. You can use it, for pain relief. You can use it to help you sleep. You can use it to regain some appetite. If you're on, you know, some drugs that take your appetite away, or you otherwise have lost an appetite, you can use it for recreational purposes.
Dude, do you do weed?
I don't do weed. Weed does me. I'm weed's bitch. No, that's not true.
I forgot you can say that on the radio.
Yeah, I said it, and I was like, gosh, I wonder if I can say that or not. Oh, I guess I just did. Ian didn't look at me weird or, you know, reach for the dump button, so I figure it's okay.
The boss is in the room.
Yeah, right? It's good to have him back. I never thought I'd enjoy having a boss staring over my shoulder every minute of, you know, of the time that I'm doing my job. But, you know, here it is, and I'm glad.
You know, what's funny is the only thing I keep thinking is we're using the wrong word. We're supposed to call him Kingpin, right?
He's my kingpin.
Yeah. So during the hearings and stuff,
I can't call him that.
I know I can't either.
It's just like, so not fitting.
During
in any
the
way.
Hearings for like these trials, they keep referring to Ian as the kingpin,
the ringleader,
yeah. And it's just like
they literally did say kingpin today, and that's the most hilarious thing.
Right. Like, and they also use the judge even used during the one hearing the word compound.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, yes. Tell me this is not like just a fabrication or, you know, a prearranged, you know, show trial.
Well, the judge used that, and that was during Ian's
and spectators. Yeah.
And Ian goes, I wouldn't use that terminology. No.
No. I know. I'm like really, like you were actually gonna ask and use that word, you know, compound.
Talking about a house next door to a convenience store.
Well, and even on because I went on the Adam Kokesh, Adam versus the Man. He does a podcast YouTube thing. Ari has been on. She was just on the other day. Bonnie, you've been on it as well, talking about the Crypto Six. And thanks to Adam for having us on. By the way, I know he listens to this show occasionally, but he even mentioned. When he read the indictment, he even mentioned, he's like, have you been to the house where Ian lives? It's at best modest.
Yeah,
you
know, it's the like, same thing to me.
It's like he's not rolling around in like a, you know, an Escalade or a limousine, and you know, he's not living the pimp lifestyle. He drives like a, you know, a regular car that's used and like, you know, 15 years old. And, you know, he lives in a residential neighborhood that's filled with houses that are over 100 years old.
I think people don't understand that, like sometimes things sound like a lot of money, like when you start talking about numbers.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like, you know, millions of dollars doesn't mean that you end up having, like, you know, millions of dollars to spend, because it's business, it's assets, things like that. And you pull a certain amount out of the business, but you might, you know, that might be when you're talking about $5 million or whatever, that might be like 5 or 10 employees. It's not a big
over
business.
Over 5 years.
Right, right. And especially when you start talking about over a number of years
over
or other
10
things,
years even.
Right. It becomes not, it's not anywhere near what people think it is. Yeah. And it's like, and it's not to say that, you know, anybody is like impoverished here, but like to make it out as if like, you know, these are, you know, million-dollar properties or mansions, and you know, it's just absurd. It's not. This is literally like a two-bedroom house, basically.
It's also duplex. Used as a church. Right, it's right. The minister right, yeah. of the funds and uses it all for activism
If anything, if you walked into this place, you'd probably be close to like looking around and being like, are these people living in poverty?
It is, how do we say, Bonnie, the Electric Chapel?
Yes, it's the Electric Chapel. Free Talk Live.
I mentioned marijuana coming up. We're going to talk about a California cannabis chain that is accepting cryptocurrencies as payment. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.